Our first guest this morning, we are privileged and honored to have Ann Mattson here. Ann is the president of the Kiwanis Club of Ann Arbor. I want to quickly add that I joined the Kiwanis earlier this year, and I am particularly pleased to have Ann with us. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, Alan.
Ann, can you first tell us a bit about the Kiwanis Club?
Well, the Kiwanis Club of Ann Arbor was founded in 1921, so we'll be celebrating our 90th birthday next year. We have about 164 members at this time. Our regular meetings are every Monday at noon at the Kiwanis Activity Center at the corner of Washington and First Streets in downtown Ann Arbor. Our big event each week is the thrift sale on Saturday mornings from 9 until noon.
And what about your responsibilities as the president?
Gosh, my responsibilities as president seem to be getting more and more.
I know you keep very busy.
Things they don't tell you when you agree to take on a responsibility like this. But it really is an honor because the club has been around for so long. There are lots and lots of past presidents who are available to assist me. We have about 33 committees. We engage in community service activities. We have our thrift sale. We sponsor the University of Michigan Circle K Club, key clubs at Pioneer and Huron High School, and we're starting one at Skyline High School. And we also sponsor an action club through the Washtenaw Intermediate School District and a K-Kids club at Angel School. So we're a really busy group.
And how did you get involved with the Kiwanis Club?
I was invited by a couple of members who asked me if I would like to join. And when I was first asked, I thought I was a little bit too busy doing some other things at that time. And about a year and a half later, I said, you know, I really would like to be more active in the community. And I went back to the people who had originally invited me and said, I would really like to join now. And I've been a member since 1990.
Can you expand on the official mission of Kiwanis?
Well, the mission of Kiwanis is to change the world, one child and one community at a time. So we try to focus our efforts on things that will benefit children in our community and also worldwide. But we also do a lot of things for general members of the population. We have a Greater Years Committee that focuses on activities involving seniors. We really do try to encompass service to all of the community.
Our guest is Ann Mattson from the Kiwanis Club of Ann Arbor, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
And who joins the club? Who are the members?
The members are anybody in the community who has an interest in serving others. We have, as I said, about 164 members at this time. Alan's one of our newer members. We're very, very happy to have him as a member. People contact us either through our website or people that we meet and as we are out and about in the community, people who just have an interest in helping out. If any of your listeners are interested in joining, we'd be very, very happy to speak with them about that. As a matter of fact, on our website, which is aakiwanis.org, there is a link where they can actually send a message to me, and I'd be happy to talk with them about membership if they're interested in that or anything else.
Well, why do you think people join and why do they stay for years and years from what I've seen?
Well, I think there's lots of different things. One is the service to the community and the other is the camaraderie that develops among the members. It's really a very, very good social outlet. People form strong friendships. They do things together. We have lots of social activities in addition to our service projects. Very strong friendships are formed. I don't think it's cliquish, but you have the opportunity to make a lot of friends and be doing things that help the community.
And what opportunities are available for members to volunteer?
Well, we do lots of different things. We are, in August, we're doing our dinner at Mott Hospital, where some members go up and serve patients and families. We participated in the 4th of July parade with a float this year, and we actually won the award for best float.
That float was awesome, by the way. It was great.
It was our truck, and it was decorated with lots of things from our thrift sale. I mean, hundreds of things from our thrift sale. Many of our volunteers who are not actually members of the club, they could be if they wish to, but some people choose to just volunteer and not be members. Many of them either rode in the truck or walked behind the truck throwing candy to the crowd. So that's one of the other things we do. We participated a couple of weeks ago in helping out with a rolling sculpture car show. During the Kiwanis One Day back in April, we helped to build handicap ramps for neighborhood senior services. We have baby showers for Mott Hospital and Safe House. We do a lot of things with Mott Hospital, the child life unit there. Our club actually started the WISE Learn to Swim program, which is now the SPLASH program. So we've been contributing to that for years and years and years. We run two Meals on Wheels routes every day.
It's a lot of stuff.
Lots of opportunities.
It is a very impressive, incredible assortment, array of things that the club contributes to. You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Ann Mattson, the president of the Kiwanis Club of Ann Arbor. And I know you have a very interesting background. Can you share what you used to do before you retired?
Well, right before I retired, I was a judge with the 15th District Court in Ann Arbor, and I did that for about 14 and a half years. Prior to that, I was an assistant prosecuting attorney for Washtenaw County.
We've never had a judge or a retired judge on our show before. What's it like to be a judge?
It's a really, really interesting job. You never know exactly what's going to happen each day, and that's why it's so interesting and so enjoyable. You also have the opportunity to have an impact on people's lives, see good people at their worst and bad people at their best, and you need to try and figure out what it is you're and who it is that you're dealing with. Try to make the experience of coming through the court a positive one.
I can see why you ended up as the president of the Kiwanis in doing that role as a judge. I mean, you want to help people.
You do want to help people. Being a judge is a little bit teacher, a little bit social worker, a little bit tough guy. Lots of different roles.
And you talked a lot about the volunteer activities at Kiwanis, and you mentioned this social aspect as well. What about that plain old fun stuff? What are the social activities that are available?
Oh, lots and lots of things. We have a golf outing in September. We have our summer picnic coming up in August. We recently went to Common Grill for dinner and saw a play at the Purple Rose Theater. We have a trip to the Tiger game on August 7th coming up. We have spaghetti suppers, we have pancake breakfast, we have a holiday party. No lack of fun things for people to do once they get involved.
As a new member, Ann, I'm trying to decide what committees I want to join. Can you give us an idea of all the committees within the club?
Well, Alan, we have lots of committees. Our Children and Youth Services Committee does projects and makes grants to organizations that benefit children in the community. Our Community Services Committee also does grants that benefit mostly people who are above age 18. And they also run our voucher program through which we have social workers come in with their clients every Thursday to pick out things they may need for new apartments that they're going into, furniture, clothing, household goods.
From the thrift sale inventory,
yeah. Right. We have a huge inventory.
Yes, it's amazing.
We have a Human and Spiritual Values Committee. We have an International Relations Committee. We have our foundation that raises money to grant the funds that we give to all these other organizations. We have a public relations committee. We have a reception committee. We have a sale policy committee that helps us set our policies and parameters for our thrift sale. We have a social committee that makes sure that we are having fun while we're doing all the other kinds of things. We have a website committee, lots of different committees, something for everybody.
This is why I'm having a hard time deciding which committees.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to find your niche.
Our guest is Ann Mattson from the Kiwanis Club of Ann Arbor, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
And I was wondering, since you're mentioning all the money that you're both raising and granting, if you could tell me kind of how much that is that you give.
Well, we raise a lot of money through our thrift sale during this administrative year. Our administrative year runs from October 1st to September 30th. We'll be giving about $140,000 in grants to over 60 agencies in the community, and those grants average about $2,000 a piece. In addition, the voucher program that I mentioned will give about $30,000 worth of merchandise to people in the community who need a helping hand, individuals who don't need money but need things to help them set up their apartments, make their lives a little bit easier.
It's wonderful to have that in our community, isn't it?
It is, and I'm glad you asked that, Stephanie, because I was wondering that myself. And if someone joins, what sort of time commitments are there? What's the expectation?
Well, Sheila, the expectation is that you give what you can. We like to have our members come to our regular meetings on Mondays. We find that our meetings are a lot of fun. They're a real nice social event for the people. Alan, I think, can speak to this, that he enjoys those meetings.
He loves the boxed lunch.
Well, it's not boxed. It's catered.
Not, it's it's not boxed. You're right.
It's catered lunch.
He's telling me that. It's a catered lunch.
The catered lunch is really good.
Yeah, it is a good lunch.
We like to have our people come, or our members come to the meetings, but some people are not able to because of work commitments. So they come when they can. We like to have our members work on our Saturday thrift sale. Not everybody is able to do that because of their time constraints or some physical limitations. But those who can, we encourage to work on the thrift sale. And then we have, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of different activities that we engage in, and people can join in those as they wish. We sign up for them when you're ready and able to do it.
And what about cost of membership? What are the dues?
Dues are about $150 a year, which is not a lot. If people have difficulty paying that, we can work with them on how to pay that. But for that, they become members of Kiwanis International, Michigan District of Kiwanis, and our local Kiwanis Club.
And Ann, you were just talking about the Monday lunch meetings. What does go on at those meetings?
Oh, we have a lot of fun. Meetings start about 12:10, and the first half hour we have our business meeting where we are just taking care of all the kinds of business of the club. And the last half hour is our program. We have a program every week. A speaker from the community comes in, talks to us about a really relevant topic, and usually there's time for questions and answers. We get lots of people who want to come to our club talk because we have so many people there and actually lots of really interesting questions and answers.
I came to my first meeting just to hear the presentation. It was specifically one of the members was talking about Parkinson's disease that he's going through. You know, after half an hour of being there, I was like, wow, this is just a really nice group of people.
Yeah, they really, really are nice people. Basically, at the core, I think every one of the members is a good person who really wants to help out in the community and have fun doing it.
And how can listeners get in touch with you or contact the Kiwanis Club of Ann Arbor?
We are at aakiwanis.org. Even contact me through that site directly. I'll be happy to get back with people. Or they can contact our secretary, Fred King. Our phone number is 665-0450.
Ann, it's been really nice to have you with us. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.